Thank you everyone for coming to my presentation. The title of presentation is like we are trying to do like a very preliminary evaluation of decent support system for agrology transfer model for simulating soil water content and forest production in southern Great Plains grassland. So southern Great Plains grassland is consists of state of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And there are 55 million hectare land in southern Great Plains. Of 55 million hectare of land, there is 9 million hectare land in Oklahoma. And on that 9 million hectare consists of 50% of the land cover in state of Oklahoma. So grassland is very important for state of Oklahoma. And then you guys might have seen this figure a lot. So this is like annual precipitation history from Oklahoma's Oklahoma Climatological Survey, and you can see there is a irregular precipitation. Irregular precipitation pattern from 1895 to 2016. You can see there is a sometimes wet year, sometimes dry years, and the maximum range is up to 54 millimeter, where the lowest is almost like a 20 millimeter of rainfall. So there is a irregular precipitation of rainfall, and which leads to variability in forest productions. Forest production is really important in Oklahoma, and forecasting forest production really helps farmers, livestock, rangers to add up stocking rates and also protect rangeland from degradation and loss. There are lots of models that have been used to simulate soil water content and forest simulations, and they vary from like a statistical model and process-based simulation model. The difference between the statistical and process-based simulation model is the process-based simulation model takes in consideration the physiology of plant. So it deals with the germination to the harvest. So these are the difference between the statistical and process-based simulation model. So there are one statistical model that I found, which we call ERIMA. It's a really long name, so I'll just go with the short name for that. So it used the available forest measurement and NDVI to forecast 6 weeks in advance in Texas. And similarly, the process-based simulation models such as FIGRO used to estimate forest production in Africa. GP Farm used to forecast within-season mixed grass prairie in Wyoming. And then it was also used to accurately simulate forest growth under different grazing patterns in northern part of Great Plains. And there is another model called ANMNAC, which is used to simulate forest production in perennial grass at El Reno, Oklahoma. And coming to DSAT, cropping system model, there has a lot of plant modules. So this is a cereus barley and cereus wheat, which were used to simulate soil water content for barley and wheat in Austria. And as well as cereus maize and crop growth soybean was used to simulate soil water content in Ontario, Canada, using the object data from 2000 to 2004. So there has a lot of bean process simulation models, and also soil moisture has been used as a useful predictor of forest production in various studies. There's large-scale soil moisture monitoring networks and satellites are developing, but none of the studies that have been mentioned above, they use the absorbed soil moisture to forecast. And also, the DSAT has a crop perennial forest model that has been used to simulate forest production in South America, but they have not been used in the United States. So the objective is evaluate the crop growth perennial forest model for simulating forest production and soil moisture in tall grass prairie using the previously calibrated plant parameter from the literature. And those calibrated plant parameter I'll be talking in the Mitchell methods. So these are the study sites. There are total 9 different stations located in 3 different portions in Oklahoma State University Range Research Stations, which is located 17 kilometers west of Stillwater. The size of the area is 50 to 63 hectares, and you can find different grasses like little blue steam, big blue steam in the grasses residue, and the soil type varies from silty clay loam to sandy clay loam. And then on this 9 station, we have installed the soil moisture sensor at 0 to 5 centimeter, 5 to 20 centimeter, 20 to 50 centimeter, and above 50 centimeter sensor. And also, on this 9 different stations, we are collecting 2 well sample per station of live mass, which we'll be discussing in the coming slides. And for this presentation, I'm going to be focused on the soil water content at 0 to 5 centimeter. And in addition, we also have patch burn management, where it's a burn every 3 years. So there are 6 different patches in one pasture, so one patch is burned every 3 years. It's a moderate grazing, there is no fertilizations, and it's done during the growing season. And these are the border parameter and initialization that I use from different literature. So the protein concentrations were taken from the study that done in Brazil in palisade grass, and then the temperature were taken from Prindry et al. 2002, done for big blue steam, so that we can calculate the maximum leaf photosynthetic rate. And also we have the grazing system, and we have patch burn, so we also take also taken in consideration on the consumption and disappearance based on the stocking rate. So it's 12 kg per animal unit per day for consumption, whereas 12 kg per animal unit per day for disappearance. And then we initialize our model using measure values of soil moisture and above ground biomass, which is our live mass, on first sampling, with first vegetation sampling dates. And for below ground biomass, which is kind of rhizomes and the roots, we take those measurements from the haze, which deals with what they have studied with for little blue steam in Kansas. So using all this parameter initialization, we have some result of soil water content and forest production. But before that, I'd like to say, since we are sowing the data for 2 years, which is 2002, which is really dry year, and 2013, which is wet year, you can see the dark color represents the 2002, and then the gray color represents the 2013, and the blue dot represents the cumulative monthly precipitation pattern. And when you see here, you can see there is a really deficit of almost 300 millimeters of rainfall for 2012, whereas 2013 represents the wet years. And so that's the reason why I bring this, the cumulative precipitation pattern, because you can see the difference between this figure. So first of all, this is the soil water content at 0 to 5 centimeter. The blue color represents the major soil moisture at 0 to 5 centimeter in centimeter cube per centimeter cube. And the red represents the simulated water content using this SAT model. So what you found that, especially in the wet year for 2013, pasture 5, patch 3, and where it is located in the Marina Mesonet Station, you can see the simulated and observed follow similar kind of monthly trend. But for pasture 17 and pasture 9, which is kind of located 1 to 2 miles away from the Marina Mesonet Station, the simulations like overestimate the water content. So there is like some kind of an overestimations of soil water content, but mostly in the wet years and in the marina and the station located near the Marina Mesonet Station, they followed the similar trends. Here are the summary statistics for the simulated and observed soil moisture. The last row represents the overall average for 2 years for 9 patches. And you can see that we have calculated RMSE ratios, R score, and Wilmot T. And basically, in this set, the Wilmot T is kind of symbolizes if your model is working or not. If it's closer to 1, you have a perfect agreement between simulated and observed. So it represents that most of the three figure that I have shown before had really good perfect, not perfect, but it has a good agreement between between the major and the simulated one. So this represents that our model work, and when we compare to the study done in Ontario, Canada, for 0 to 30 centimeters for corn and soybean, they found they have also like D index of 0.72 to 0.83. And similar going for live mass. So for live mass, the dot represent the major one, and the line represents the simulated one, and we have the unit in kg per hectare. So as you can see here, for 2002, like it usually ranges from 0 to 4,000 kg per hectare, and for 2013, It usually varies from like 0 to 4,500. The major the difference was like there is was underestimation in the early growing season, whereas for the 2013 there was underestimation later in the growing season, and most of the time it was kind of overestimating live mass. And the interesting thing is like as soil moisture was decreased by August of 2012, the live mass also get decreased, and it's the simulation also show the similar pattern. So it shows that our model was working properly to simulate the soil live mass and soil water content. And when we have the summary statistic getting average for, average for 2 years for 9 patches, we have ULMA D of 0.59. But if we compare for 2012 and 13, they have similar kind of agreement. It's not that great like a soil water content, but it shows that this simulation works for live mass. So some of the literature that have used crop growth perennial forest model simulated biomass in palliser grass with D index of 0.83, and also the same forest model that has been used in Guinea grass has simulated biomass with index of 0.98. So with those results, our simulation of live mass is kind of low, but at least we have kind of simulated the live mass. And then there was another study done in 1986 by Lawrence et al. In North Dakota, and what he found that there was an underestimation of live mass by approximately 42% in mixed spread. So this result kind of goes well with our result where we have underestimation and overestimations of live mass. But the result, there could be an overestimation because we have grazing on our land, on the grassland, and then there is an uncertainty about how much animals consume and disappears. So maybe because of that reason, we are having overestimation of live mass. So with that, I first like to thank my advisor, Dr. Tyson Oxner, and then Dr. Phil Alderman, who helped me in using this model to simulate soil water content and forest production. And then lastly, but not least, my funding agency, USDA NEPA Agriculture and Food Research Initiative Grazing Prep, grant number, this and the Joint Fire Science Program and Oklahoma Agriculture Experimental Station, which helped me to finish my PhD. So I would like to thank everyone, and I would like to entertain with any of the questions. Thank you. No. No. We are planning to do that, but we haven't calibrated it.
Yes.
It's like a sand property, like sand fill, clay percentage. So that kind of that kind of information that we have to use.
So. You have to go any upper or lower limit?
Yes. Also, yes.